Thank you very much. What we'd like to play for you now is a song or a collection of songs that will in fact take up the entire second side of our forthcoming album. If I can, I'd like to give you an outline of the basic story, because if you know it, it might make you understand it a bit better. The story is basically of 1001 Arabian Nights, and the particular part of the story that we are doing is as follows. The Sultan of Baghdad finds out that his wife has been unfaithful to him, and because of this, he has... yeah, I thought you'd been to it. because of this, he has her beheaded, and in order that no woman may ever be unfaithful to him ever again, he decides to take a virgin bride, and each night, after having taken his dastardly pleasure, has her beheaded in the morning. That way, she can't cheat on him, you see. It's really quite clever when you think about it. I don't want to start a range war or something, you know. So anyway, in the end, Sherazad, who is the lady who features prominently in the story, manages to become the Sultan's bride. And on the night that she is actually with him, and he is doing his dastardly deeds, she begins to tell a story, which weaves a magic spell, as it says in the book, over the Sultan. And therefore, for 1001 nights after that, the Sultan just can't live without these stories, and in the end renounces his bloody vow, marries Sherazad, they have a big party, and everybody lives happily ever after. That's an extremely basic version. It took me about 3 months to read the book. But anyway, this is our interpretation of three parts of that story. One, the Sultan. Two, the young prince and princess, which is one of the stories that Sherazad tells him. And three, the festival. And the overall title is The Song of Scheherazade.
heroes and eastern fantasies. Told him tales of sultans and talismans and rings. A thousand and one nights she sang to entertain her king. She
to Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.